And we're in focus. We're on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Obviously a Friday here. I'm Andrew Shores, joined this morning by Riley County Extension Health, Nutrition, and Food Safety Agent Jenny Bernard. And Jenny, and we have Friday festivities planned here, and you know it's always a festivity when you're talking about pie. In my opinion, that's what we're talking about today: the 2017 Riley County Fair Apple Pie Baking Contest. And Jenny, just tell us a little bit more about this event. The county fair obviously coming up soon, and this seems to be kind of a staple in a Manhattan and Riley County tradition.
Yeah, so you know, fair and pie, those two words sort of go together, and so it's fun to participate and let folks know about our pie. And we sort of change the theme every year, so this year we're back to our traditional apple pie baking contest, which is a pretty popular one. Lots of people love apple pie. This is going to take place on July 30th, which I know still seems a little time away, but if you're wanting to participate, sometimes you need some time to practice your recipes, test them out, let your family and friends taste it, see which one they think is the best before you bring it in for a contest. This is open to anyone in the public, so you don't have to be enrolled in any of our 4-H projects. Anyone, any age can participate in our pie baking contest.
And you know, there's a phrase, as American as apple pie, and you're kind of returning to your roots here, because I know in years past you've done different pies. For instance, last year did blueberry pie. What made you decide to return to the apple pie for this year?
Well, I think we had gone through, we also try to pick things that are fairly easy to make here in Kansas, so people aren't having to spend a ton of money purchasing ingredients. And apples is a pretty simple and easy accessible ingredient to get this time of year. And so it was just a good one to go back to.
So I see that you're dividing this up into two divisions between traditional pies, traditional apple pies, and apple and other. I'm assuming when you add in apple and other, you see some pretty creative recipes.
Yeah, so we want to give folks the option. You know, some people really like that traditional apple pie, and maybe they've had a recipe that's been passed down in their family that their grandma or great-grandma always made. But some folks like to experiment and combine their fruits with other unusual ingredients. So we do see some twists come in during that category, and it's always fun to see what people are going to come up with.
What are some of the most creative apple pies you've seen in the apple and other category?
Well, I think one of the most interesting combinations, and I mentioned a little bit earlier, was this apple and cheese. So mixing a sweet and sort of a salty flavor. You know, there's a lot of unusual things happening with bacon right now, so I wouldn't be surprised if I see something with bacon coming in. Lots of unusual flavors that you can mix together with apple.
Well, and I see here too on this sheet, you have to have a recipe, so you can't just throw your pie together and hope for the best, right?
Right. We would like you to have a recipe. So if you are using, you can use any recipes that you find that you've tried out or experimented with. If it's your own recipe, we ask that you write it down so that we can let the judges know what you did and how it was made. So you can't really have any secret ingredients. So you need to let us know what's in your apple pie.
So I would assume with the competition so fierce, you need a highly qualified panel of judges.
Yes, this is, you know, of the highest caliber. We seek only the best apple pie judges that we can get. And we actually have a former apple pie judge here in the studio right now.
How do you go about finding people like this? I mean, how many do you even need?
We typically try to get 2 to 3 judges at least. That seems to make a good panel. So we do have typically at least one individual that's been more trained in baking and looking at certain quality characteristics. And then we sort of open it up to other judges that may have other characteristics or qualities they're looking for, like just what tastes really good.
So I take it Gordon Ramsay and Guy Fieri will not be making the trip to the Little Apple for this.
No one. These are all our local judges, so no big names here.
Well, and I see here, besides the glory of having the best homemade pie in Riley County, there's also a prize involved, right?
Yeah, we do give out some prizes thanks to a local sponsor here, so Eastside Westside Market. They provide some gift certificates for our pie winners. So we do a first and second place in each category. And again, all ages are welcome to participate, so there's no age restrictions.
Well, and you know, this is obviously a great way to have some fun with the family, try some delicious pie, and the pie is going to be sold after the competition, right?
Yeah, so really that's the best part. We have a lot of people that come and watch the pie judging contest, just to wait for the end where we cut up all the pies and we sell them really inexpensively. They're just a dollar a slice. And so you can come get a piece of pie and sample what the judges got to taste.
Well, the pie contest coming up here on a Sunday, June 30th, Potter Hall in Seco Park. And Ginny, it just seems to be that time of year. Everyone's probably gearing up for fair. Everyone's probably been preparing their projects, preparing their garden. And, you know, alongside preparing your garden, you're gonna want to think about getting some of your preserves done, right?
Yeah, so I do have a lot of people that call in and have questions about preserving food. Maybe they want to get back into home canning or home food preservation, and they may not have done it yet, or it may have been a long time since they've done it, or they may just remember watching a family member, an aunt or a grandma, that was canning green beans or preserving food when they were little. So it's a good time to sort of refresh and remember that there are some safety tips that need to go along when we're canning our food. It's a ton of fun, and it's really a great way to sort of get back to food preservation and knowing where your food comes from. But one of the things that people don't realize is that you have to know what altitude you live at. And we are over 1,000 feet here in Riley County. So a lot of people think that we're at a lower elevation and that you can process a shorter time period. But really, we need to bump that up to make sure that we're processing our food safely.
Well, a few hundred feet can really make a difference in this case because not to be dramatic, but it's a life and death situation, really, the difference between correct a foodborne illness and being healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to make sure that all of our food is done safely. So we also have questions about salsa. Salsa is very popular. People love making their own salsa. It's easy to grow your own tomatoes and peppers, or maybe pick some up at the farmer's market. If you are wanting to can your own salsa, you need to use a tested recipe. So you can't make up your own recipe and then can it and think you're going to go give it away or sell it. You need to use a recipe that's been tested and we know that is safe. If you do want to make up your own recipe, that's awesome. But you just want to eat it fresh, or you can put it in your fridge or freezer.
So you say you've seen a lot of you've taken a lot of canning related phone calls this year. Is this something that's is this a trend that's kind of coming back? Because when you talk to people about canning, people kind of perceive it to be old fashioned.
Yeah, no, a lot of those skills people are getting interested in again, and it's not out of necessity because they have to do it. It's more out of a hobby, something fun to do with friends and family, or just a way to reconnect. People are getting more interested in their food, where their food comes from, how it's processed. They want to know what's in it, right? So they're more concerned about the ingredients that go into the food. And so this is one way that people can sort of connect to their food.
That's a fascinating way to look at it, too. And so many people don't realize, if you're looking to learn more about canning, you know, you can always get on the internet and look these things up. But we also have K-State Research and Extension right here, and your tax dollars fund this.
Yeah, so please contact us. We have tons of free recipes. We will also check over your canner. So if you pick one up at a garage sale or you find one in your garage or basement, bring it in. We will check it over to make sure it's still safe to use. We can test your gauge, and that's all for free. So feel free to stop by anytime and get your canners checked out.
Well, and Ginny, what are some of the other exciting events going on in Riley County Extension right now? I know the dog days of summer are coming, and that means the county fair is on the way, but I'm sure there is plenty other stuff to keep everyone busy at the moment.
Yeah, well, the next big event for me is our 4-H Fashion Review. So that'll be coming up on July 20th. So that's an event where our young folks, they have either sewn or purchased garments, and we're going to have a public event this year at the Manhattan Town Center. So we're super excited about that. It'll be easy for people to come out and see. So that will be on Thursday, July 20th at 7 p.m. So you can stop by Manhattan Town Center, and they're going to be putting on what looks like a fashion show, but there'll be script readers that'll be telling you about the outfits, if they've made them, what they did to make those, if they purchased them, how they put those outfits together.
You know, back in my day, I made a nice set of SpongeBob SquarePants pajama pants, and I participated in a fashion review. And it's a lot of fun. You get to see people's different talents. And is there still a show, a bymanship category, and people still are wearing things they've sewn themselves, I'm assuming?
Yes. So we have both categories. So people can sew them themselves. So I'm sure, I don't know if we'll have SpongeBob pajama pants this year, but there will definitely be some kiddos that's a great project to make is pajama pants. So they will probably be showcasing some of those.
Well, and maybe what's the difference between Manhattan Town Center this year? A new venue change? And how did that partnership come about?
Yeah, so we did this a couple of years ago, and then we were excited to be able to come back and do it again this year. It's just a great place because we really want to make the public aware of what our young folks are doing and how hard they're working and learning some of these skills. And so this is a way for us to showcase that in a very public venue. So people are just walking by doing their normal shopping, may even stop and see us, or people can come to the mall to see it. We will have seating available as well.
Well, it's 9:17 here at KMAN's In Focus.
We want to talk about the apple pie contest.
The apple pie contest.
I didn't get a chance to get in earlier and talk about this because it was an experience of which I was engaged in 4 years ago.
Yes.
4 years ago. That was the first year, wasn't it, when I was on the Riley County Commission. I was asked to be a judge. And I think that that 4 years is a nice time frame to possibly return to be a judge because I may or may not have recovered from the apple pie food coma. I don't know that I've had much apple pie since. There's a lot. Okay, now, I think I tasted like what? How many different apple pies did we have the first year?
We probably
wasn't like 23 or something
Yeah, I think we had about 25 that first year.
And how many do you think you're going to have this year?
Are
you going to have a limit?
We probably will have about 30 is what I would anticipate. So you got to up your game.
30 bites of apple pie, Andrew.
Oh, man.
Various types of apple pies and apple and cheese or bacon or jalapenos or whatever Jenny's trying to create back over there.
You know, better 30 bites than 30 slices because I wouldn't let that escalate into 30 slices pretty quick.
Well, I think Dave learned his lesson the first time through, right? You learned some lessons not to repeat eating the whole slice.
Well, yeah. You know, and you talk about, you know, the qualifications, you know, and I don't bake, I don't cook much, but I eat.
That's right.
That's See, important in judging apple pie.
It is. So that's why we get a variety of judges, because we need some people with a sensitive palate that have experienced a lot of those flavors so you can tell us which one is the best.
I think one of the things that you need to do for your judges when everything's done is you need to bring them one slice at least, or at least half a slice, with some Call Hall vanilla ice cream on top.
Okay, with ice cream. All right.
Just a suggestion.
All right, I will make note of that.
These judges are getting pretty demanding. It's 9:19 here at KMAN's In Focus. We've been speaking with Jenny Bernard. She's the Riley County Extension Health, Nutrition, and Food Safety Agent. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Manhattan Building official Brad Clausen. This is KMAN's In Focus.
My agent hasn't looked over the contract yet, but we'll see.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.